Oh, good. Good to be here. Thank you for allowing us to come and share God's love through song. Our group, well, I guess I should let Steve do that since I put that in the schedule. Before we start, I think we need to ask the Lord to be with us. He sings with us. He comes with us everywhere we go. And we know that his holy angels are here in our presence. But we want to especially invite him to be here. So let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, humbly, as we come before you, that you will be in our presence, in our midst, prepare our hearts, be with those who will be listening. We want to do this all for your glory. I pray that anything that may hinder the message that needs to come out to somebody's soul, may all of that just be erased, bind Satan, put him away from this facility. We thank you for everyone who's here. We thank you for your gift. We thank you for your love. And now, Lord, sing with us. Have your heavenly angels take the words and just take them to those who need to hear it. We thank you. We love you. For these things I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning, church. It's good to be here. What a privilege it is to come and share the gospel through music. And this morning, before we start, I'd just like to introduce ourselves. To my left is Daisy. She started off. You never override a woman when she starts talking, so you just let her go. She sings soprano. And next to her is her husband, Russ. Russ Herring.
Daisy's husband. That's how it goes.
There you go. He sings tenor, second tenor, baritone, and bass. He's very talented. And to my right is Colleen Shaver. She sings alto. And I sing what's left over. That's bass. But what a joy it is to come together. Oh, there's one other thing that we can't do this without our wonderful pianist, Renee. And she plays a beautiful piano, as you will see. This morning, we come before a holy God. He's asked us to meet with him on this Sabbath morning, and he's here with us. And Acts 7:33, then the Lord said to him, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. And we'd like to open our worship this morning with Holy Ground.
This was the place where love standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, holy ground. And I know that there are angels all
loves me. The song was originally composed by a novel, Say and Seal, published in 1860. It tells the story of a little boy, Johnny, who is sick and dying. He is being rocked in the arms of his Sunday school teacher, John Linden, and asks John to sing him a song. John sings, Jesus Loves Me. Karl Barth was one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century. He possessed a brilliant mind and wrote thousands of words exploring the relationship between faith, theology, and culture. Barth gave a lecture at the University of Chicago School of Divinity. At the end of the lecture, he was asked what he considered to be the greatest theological discovery of his life. Everyone sat with bated breath, ready for an extended and complex answer. Karl Barth paused for a moment, then smiled and said, "The greatest theological insight that I have ever had in this is this: Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." This morning, this song's for all the little children, and I think we're all little children. So anytime you want to start singing along with us, it's just fine with us.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. And he Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
Tommy Dorsey was one of the leaders of the big band era. He was also in World War II. He had to spend time in Germany, in places in Europe. And there was a time that he was traveling with his fellow soldiers through Germany. He saw the devastation that had been caused by the bombing. And he really felt like, there's got to be a time when all of this is taken away, when we don't have these wars. Someday there is going to be peace. And that inspired him to write the song, There'll Be Peace in the Valley.
Sorrow, no trouble I see.
remember to keep facing over here every now and again. See these smiling faces. Well, the next song we're going to sing was born out of a suicide attempt. In 1944, Jill Jackson attempted suicide. She was unsuccessful, thanks be to God. She said that it was a spiritual awakening for her. She indicated that for the first time, she truly felt valued, that she felt the unconditional love of God. And so she wrote this song, the lyrics to this song, and her husband, Cy, put the music to it. And the first time it was introduced was to a group of 200 young people on a mountaintop in the Sierra foothills. And they sang this song, and they went away from this weekend event, and they spread this song everywhere they went. It eventually was recorded by multiple professional musicians, including Henry Connick Jr., Bob Hope, Vince Gill, and several others. So we're going to sing for you, Let There Be Peace.
In my knee, I'll take.
Where'd it go? Elton M. Roth was assisting with some evangelistic meetings during the hot summer in Texas in 1923. He was relaxing one day as the words to our next song came to him, and he recalled that evening, I introduced the song by having 200 boys and girls sing it in the open air meeting. I was thrilled, as it seemed my whole being was transformed into song. And ever since then, thousands of believers have joined in joyfully singing this melody about what the Lord has done for each of us. So whatever your circumstances are today, I hope that this melody is singing in your heart.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away.
Particularly a favorite to me. The whole time I was growing up, whenever this song was sung at church or came on the TV or radio, if Mom and Dad were together, I always noticed Dad slipped his hand over and took Mom by the hand. And as a youngster, I didn't think a whole lot about it. Don't know that I cared much, to be honest. But as I got older, it became like a tradition. And I always wondered what was involved in all of that. Well, my dad passed away. Cancer got him about 6 years ago. And on the one-year anniversary of his passing, we were asked to sing at the Nazarene Church down in Sacramento, California, which was the church my folks attend. My dad was a deacon there. And I remember thinking, I don't think I can look at Mom, because, of course, she was red-eyed and a mess. And so I didn't, because that doesn't usually work out real well for me. And we sang the song. But really, it occurred to me after the fact that it had been a year since Dad had passed away, and that was probably the first time she had ever heard that song, that Dad didn't slip his hand over and take hers. I'm so thankful God left that till after we sang for me to recall. Anyway, we're going to sing for you The Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you. dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, the cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. Dark Calvary, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, I see, for 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a
song we're going to sing is a real familiar one for you guys. And you probably know the story of this. There was a man that was very wealthy, and he was facing imminent bankruptcy. So to take a breather, he decided to take a drive in the country, just to clear his head. Well, he was driving in one of these little areas down there, and he saw this house that was in such poor repair, he didn't think anybody was living there. There was oil paper, I don't remember that. But there's oil paper in place of the windows. The shingles were, the roof was caving in. And so as he was driving by, he saw this little girl in front. She was probably about 8 or 9. She was playing out in front, just having a good old time. And something told him to stop and talk to her. And so he did. And he went up to her and said, "Young lady, I am so sorry that you live like this. Your house is such a, you know, didn't want to really." And she says, "Well, obviously you're not from here. My daddy just inherited this fortune. And as we speak, they're having a mansion built right over that hill just for us. Now, our Lord has promised us that he is building us a mansion. Now, I am looking forward to that homecoming and that housewarming up in heaven. And I'm hoping you guys are too. Come sing with us, Mansion on the Hilltop. Revelation 22:1-2. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, sparkling like crystal and flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. It was running right down the middle of the city, and on each side was planted the tree of life, which bears 12 fruit, 12 times a year, a different fruit for each month, and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. Never again will anything be cursed. To me, this is a picture of Eden restored. What a day that will be when we all can gather at the river. Hope to meet you there. Shall we gather at the river?
Tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne. Will deliver and provide.
God. Gather at the River Jordan, gather at the river, soon we'll reach the shiny river, soon our pilgrimage will cease.
As we close worship, God has a sense of humor. Can you say amen to that? Because he created me. I know that. So, and my wife's shaking her head back there. There he goes. One of the greatest hymns that all of us sing quite often or hear on the radio, Amazing Grace. What can you say about it? We can't even join our loved ones at the river if it wasn't for Christ leaving all of heaven. I just wonder about that conversation between God and Jesus and when he said it's time. It's amazing love. I mean, how, I don't even know how to explain it. But I accept it. By faith, that Jesus loved us so much that he saved a wretch like me. You know, I was out in the world for many years. I've only 20 years ago gave my heart back to the Lord. Amen. Drugs, alcohol, you name it, I was a part of it. Blondie sitting right here, I used to work with him, and he just shakes his head. It's amazing what God can do to change a heart. There's no question in my heart what God can do, because I'm an example of that. My mom prayed for me. I want to encourage you people that are praying for family members. My mom and dad prayed for me every day. My mom died never seeing me come to the Lord, but God honored her prayer.
That's right.
And I'm standing here because of that. God's amazing grace. I mean, as you leave here today, I don't know where your hearts are all at, but we know Jesus is coming very soon. He can't hold off much longer. So now is the time to build your relationships. It's going to get tougher, folks. I can tell you that, too. We need to be on our knees and praying. Stay close to God. Amazing grace.
Oh,
God's people said,
amen.
Amen.